Māori ora, e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. If you are new here, then welcome to the show. And if you've been here before, then you know exactly how I like to roll. I don't like to muck around. I like to just get into things. So if you're listening to this podcast episode and you're thinking, I don't need to be rich, I just want to breathe when I open my bank app, then this episode is for you. Today we are talking about how to become financially comfortable in 2026. Not overnight success, not hustle culture, just calm, steady, I've got this type energy. Because financial comfort isn't about having millions of dollars in the bank, it's not about feeling constantly behind. It's about being able to build systems, structures, and financial safety so that you can actually feel comfortable when you open up your bank account, when a conversation about money comes up, when you think about money, just all of the things, right? We all know what it feels like to not have our finances sorted out, and I've been there before and it's exhausting. And so today I am going to just map out some basic key steps that you can take. The first one is redefining what financially comfortable actually means for you, because everybody's different. Before we talk numbers, we just want to get some clarity. Financial comfort might look like being able to pay your bills on time without stress. It may look like having money left over after payday. It might look like being able to say yes to a birthday, being able to travel across the country for a tangi, a last minute trip, not relying on buy now, pay later, sleeping better at night. This isn't about comparing yourself to absolutely anyone. This is about your nervous system, not your neighbor's bank balance. So before 2026 even starts, or now because it is the new year, I want you to ask yourself, what would make my money feel calmer this year? Is it that you might want to earn more money? Is it that you want to get rid of debt? Is it that you want to save a safety net? Number two is, I want you to get clear on your baseline. There's no shame needed here. I've been there before where you're shameful about the situation you've gotten yourself into, and it's a messy road to be in when you've overwhelmed with shame. Shame doesn't help us, but you cannot change what you avoid. And so it's about being able to just get clear and have those conversations. So financial comfort starts with knowing how much you earn, how much you spend, what do you owe? What do you own? What are the things you own? Like, what do you have? A KiwiSaver? Do you have any savings? It's just about being able to have clarity over these four key things. How much you earn, where do you spend your money, what do you owe, and what do you already own? No judgment, no guilt, just data. We're just collecting data. And this is really helpful. Just like if you're on a weight loss journey, you might take a before photo. This is taking a before photo for your finances. And let's just be real, when I started my financial journey, it looked like going, okay, I spent X amount, I waste half of it on weed, on vapes, on all of these different things. And then it was, what do I owe? So when I started, it was afterpay, lay-by, that was crazy. And it's just like really building this picture, this before photo, so that in a month's time, when you're being consistent for a month and you feel like you haven't made any progress, you can look at this and go, actually, just a month ago, this is where we were. So it's just a before photo. Okay, number three is building a buffer before you build wealth. If you want comfort, you need space. And that space comes from having a safety net, having some savings there as a buffer. Money set aside for those life happens moments. Start small. So my first ever goal for building a safety net was $1,000. $1,000 will change how you move. A buffer means that when the car breaks down, you're not going to panic. It means that when work slows down, you don't have to stress. It means that when the kids need something, there's not this scrambling. I would start off with $1,000 and I would build from there. At the moment, I have 6 months of my living costs saved in an account that I do not touch. And this money really makes me feel so confident that if anything happened, I'm all good. I can cover it. It's going to be okay. And so what I would encourage you to do is start small. Start by setting a goal of $1,000. You might already have that. And then let's build from there. One of the things that I found really helpful was calculating what it costs each month for me to live. not to go on holiday or anything like that, but just to live, to pay my food, you know, to buy my groceries, to pay for my gas, to pay for accommodation. What does 1 month look like? And then that's a goal you can set. I want to save 1 month of my living costs, and then you can go to 2 months, 3 months, and so on. Number four is you want to simplify your money system. So complex money systems, they make it all stressful. I'm going to be real with you. I like simplicity when it comes to everything in my life, and financial comfort loves that simplicity. So for me, this looks like having multiple bank accounts for the different things in my life. I have a Koha account, I have a Kai account, I have an insurance account, I have all of these different accounts. And for me, I'm just talking about what I like in my life. It feels so simple to have all of these accounts, and it gives me a bird's eye view of all of my money so that I don't have to go, oh, how much can I spend on this? Because I've also got to pay for this bill and I've got to pay for that bill. For me, having these different accounts, it just means that, okay, I've got this covered, I've got this covered. If there's extra money, then I know where that can go to. It's not like what I found before when all my money was in one account. Payday would hit, you would spend your money on your bills, and then whatever was left over, you would spend on other things. But then an unexpected thing would come up, and maybe it wasn't an emergency, but I was like, oh, how am I supposed to pay for that? So that's the system that works for me, but I would encourage you to find one that works for you. My brother is an example. He doesn't use that method of having multiple bank accounts, and we've had some really good discussions about this, and he has a different strategy for his finances, and he's really good at managing his money. And that's the reason why I'm saying this, is that we don't all have to be the same, but that's the system that works for me. And I know that so many of my clients and students have used the system too, and it's helped them to have that peace of mind that your money is all in the places that you want it to be. Now, other systems could be putting automatic payments on for saving or investing. For example, I work for myself, so KiwiSaver is my own responsibility to do. My employer doesn't do it because I don't have one. So I have an automatic payment that goes to my KiwiSaver. You could set up an automatic payment for whatever is important for you. If you've got a goal of growing your KiwiSaver, that could be an automatic payment. Automatic payment might go to saving, towards investing, towards your savings. Automating things makes it so easy because you can set and then you can literally forget about it. Another really cool system is having a money date once a week, once a fortnight, once a month. Having a date with yourself where you go over your spending, you go over your goals, you go over your habits, nothing complicated. You can just find three things you want to do. It could be a month to date, you know, where did your money go? What are some goals for next month? What are some things you're going to stop doing? You know, it doesn't have to be anything complicated. Now, number five is dealing with debt. Strategically, not emotionally, okay? Debt is not a personal failure, but unmanaged debt is going to steal your comfort. So for 2026, I want us to aim for no new consumer debt and a repayment plan for the debt that you might already have. Momentum, not punishment. We're all about being 1% better every day, not hating ourselves over it, and just looking at what we can change and what we can focus on to improve things moving forward. Now, everybody's in a different position, but what I would do is I would go, okay, how much do I owe? And I would set a plan in place for that. I'm going to link a link to another podcast that I talk about how to get out of debt, because there's so many different strategies out there and I can do that. But paying off your debt is basically mental space returned to you. Number six is investing. This is really important, even if it's small, because investing in your long-term self is what's going to help you change the game. Now, if you're in the state where like you're in a lot of debt, you don't really have many good money habits, and you're just living paycheck to paycheck, you're struggling, you know, what I would focus on are those other things that I've suggested before. Save your safety net. Think about investing later. Just, you want to get started on those core habits to, you know, what I'm trying to say is you don't have to just do everything all in one go. Start small, build some comfort with that. You know, when you have your safety net saved, then you can start thinking about investing. This could be contributing to your KiwiSaver, learning how to invest in shares. It could be property. It could be buying your first house. You know, learning about money is such a big thing, but it can be done and it can be achieved. And so I just wanted to put number six in here to think about investing. If maybe you've got your emergency fund, you've paid off your debt, and you're thinking, okay, I want to move to the next game, how can you invest your money? I've got lots of podcast episodes about this as well. Number seven is about increasing your income without burning out. So if you've got, you know, too many expenses for how much money you're making, there's an income problem. And I think a lot of people are in that boat where they're just not earning enough to be able to cover their costs. And, you know, some people, I actually had a wahine message me, and she literally sent me all of her expenses, and she was like, I don't know what to do because I earn X amount, but my expenses are X amount. And from the list, you know, none of it was things that I could really look at and go, well, you need to cut this out and you need to cut that out, because they were real things that she really needed. And so what I would look at doing is increasing your income. And there are so many different ways you can do this. So I would ask yourself, can I increase my skills? Can I ask for a pay rise? Is there something I already know that I can monetize? Can I create extra income, you know, that fits into your lifestyle? So as an example, when I was a uni student, I used to take notes for the disability services at my uni. They only paid me $6.50 to write the notes, but honestly, it was such an easy thing for me to do. I was already going to uni. I was already going to take my own notes. I may as well just create them. So it was just like one of those small things that could bring in a little bit of extra money without really having to do anything extra. So that's just an example I wanted to share. Number eight, regulate the mindset, not just the money. So you can have a good income and still feel stressed. Now, when you're struggling financially, that sounds bonkers, right? Because you're like, well, you make good money, so why are you stressed? But financial comfort actually lives in the relationship you have with money. So that means unlearning scarcity, letting go of shame, not tying your worth to your bank balance. Money is a tool, and we can learn how to use this better and to improve our mindset when it comes to finances. Becoming financially comfortable in 2026, it's not about doing everything. It's about doing one thing good consistently. Clarity, buffers, systems, alignment. You really do deserve a life where money supports you, not one where you're constantly chasing it. And I really hope that over time you're able to implement these systems and feel that you're going to become more comfortable with money. I just wanted to go over these tips for you very quickly, just as a reminder. One, what does financial comfort look like for you? What is your baseline? How much do you earn? Do your before photo. Build your buffer. What is your safety net looking like at the moment? What are some goals you can set? How can you achieve those? How can you funnel some putia towards that? Number four, simplifying your money systems. So what are the systems you're using to manage your money at the moment? Because you need to have some systems that you use consistently. Dealing with debt strategically. So I'm going to put that episode in the show notes for you to listen to. Investing long term. Increasing your income. Regulating your mindset. These are eight tips that I would love for you to share with someone else who you think needs this. Because what I want to do is I want to create this, well, I want to grow this community of people who are so committed to becoming their best selves financially, mentally, physically, in all of the ways. And one of my goals this year is to grow this podcast. And so this is actually day three of recording 30 podcast episodes in January of 2026. So if this episode helped, please send it to someone who needs a little more calm around money this year. And if you really loved it, I would love it if you could reshare it to your story. I would be so grateful for that. And if you want to keep learning from me, make sure to follow me on social media. But that is us for today, I te whanau. Just a reminder, obviously, none of this is personal financial advice. It's all for general financial education purposes only. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow. Ka kite e te whanau.